This is Flicks, and I'm the film snob, Chris DeShiel. Romanian writer-director Cornelia Porumboiu is fascinated by the ways that language is used to wield power. He's explored these themes in films that have political and psychological implications and that look inward at the act of movie-making itself. In his latest film, The Whistlers, he's taken on one of the classic genres that we tend to associate with Hollywood, film noir. Vlad Ivanov plays Christy, a Romanian cop who has traveled to the Canary Islands to meet up with some mysterious gangsters plotting the escape of their mob boss from a Bucharest prison. His contact is the beautiful Gilda, played by Catrina Marlon, a seductive assassin with whom Christy has an affair. There's a weird reason why they're in the Canary Islands. The crooks are there to learn a native language from that area with an origin that stretches back many generations, a language composed completely of whistling. They will use this whistling language in order to coordinate their plot free of the danger of surveillance. The police won't be able to figure out what they're saying because, after all, it's just a bunch of whistles. A scene where they begin teaching Christy this language is very funny. The poor guy doesn't know how to whistle. The key to making the right sounds, he is told, is to crook his finger like a pistol and put it in his mouth as if he intended to shoot his right ear off. Remember, he's told, the tongue is under the finger. As it turns out, the story involves Gilda's former partner, who has stashed $30 million away somewhere, and Christie's supervisor, a female chief of police, who has cameras and bugs installed in his apartment. Is Christy actually working undercover for the chief, or has he turned rogue in order to help the gangsters and get the money? This might sound kind of routine as crime pictures go, but Porumboiu's dryly ironic dialogue and oblique visual style plays against the grain, and in addition, the film is divided into separate sections, each named after a different character and with different color schemes. Gradually, it dawns on you that these sections are not being shown to us in chronological order. As much fun as the film is having, playing around with neo-noir conventions, including an unusual amount of sex and violence for what seems like an art film, Porumboiu's thematic concerns are still uniquely Romanian. The legacy of state surveillance and corruption makes the difference between the police and the criminals seem academic. Both sides use rhetoric to uphold their own place in the social order and condemn the other, with the bizarre whistling language representing forces that transcend ordinary means of control. Only Christy and his femme fatale, Gilda, present the possibility of trust or connection. These two form the center of the story's shifting mosaic. Porumboiu does provide another anchor, however, for his morally compromised cop, Christy's aged mother, blissfully ignorant of what he's up to, but always worrying about him. At one point, he stashes a big bag of cash at her house. She finds it and donates the money to her local church. Thus we are brought down from the fantastic world of intrigue and double crosses into an hilariously mundane detail of domestic life. The picture also has a soundtrack that keeps surprising us, ranging from Iggy Pop's The Passenger, which opens the film, through electronica and French ballads to Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman. Although The Whistler seems like a lighthearted departure for a normally ponderous director, the emotionally fraught ending is satisfying in a serious way. This has been Flicks, and I'm the film snob.